This is the Pete and Sebastian Show with Pete Corielli and Sebastian Maniscalco.
Pete and Sebastian Show. We are back live in Los Angeles. Pete has come out. We haven't done this in a while. We were supposed to do this, I think, about a month ago. I came down with COVID. So we are, it's a rainy day here. It is, the Pineapple Express is back. I don't know if you were aware of that, what we went through a couple weeks ago. Yes. But based on the weather outside, you guys might be sleeping here tonight.
Yeah. Well, I'm just down the hill, so at the very least, I'll slide down a banana leaf and like Jewel of the Nile. Oh, there's a reference if you ever saw that old Michael Douglas classic. But yeah, I'm just right at the bottom of the hill in a nice hotel. I might be plugging by the end of my stay here. It's that nice. I love this hotel.
I got to do something because I'm getting nervous. What's up? This is in the way.
Guy, that's an armed Air Force mug given to me by a member of the U.S. Air Force. You ask before you touch that mug. All right, guy. You don't even. This ain't no fucking, you know, Waffle House mug. All right.
Did you pack your own mug?
You know what? I told you, cast listeners are sending me their mugs. One girl is an aspiring country singer. I don't even know if you noticed it. She sent me a mug with a picture on it. I put that out. I drank out of that one cast. So I did a show. I think it was in Omaha a couple weeks ago. And a couple of the U.S. service members, man and woman, in the Air Force, they said, listen, on the base, big fans, gave me a mug. And they want, you know, they didn't say it, but I know when people give me the coffee mug, they know because I'm going to drink out of it. So I knew we weren't going to be doing shows from home. So yeah, I travel. And I had a show in Detroit and I had a show in Pittsburgh before this. So I traveled to two cities with the Air Force mug, would take it out, lay it on a bed, keep it nice, make sure it didn't ship, just so I could get to LA and USA.
Is it bubble wrap? Do you put it in a sock? How do you travel with a mug?
I wrapped it in my workout shorts. As I'm wrapping it, because I haven't worked out till I got here, so they were clean the whole way. But then I put in my workout shorts and do the roll. That's tough in it. And then I put a sock in it for more cushion. Cleaned up. Bro, no spot wasted. When I pack my sneakers, I put socks in the sneakers. Do you do that? That's space right there.
I just started doing that. Yeah. I saw that move on Instagram. I'm like, why? Why am I putting my socks separate? Why don't we just use the shoe as like almost a drawer for the sock?
It's absolutely. Okay.
It's funny. I was waiting to save this, but now that we're on shoes, I got to get your take on this because I was at the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. I went on the Rich Eisen show, mm-hmm. and I said, How old is too old
to be wearing? I saw that clip.
Air Jordans.
Yes. Right?
And I wore the Jordans today.
Uh-huh. I see that.
Just for reference. All right. I'm 50.
Right. Yeah.
Now, bro, is this right? I can't do this.
What? No. Not only can you not do that, we were downstairs. I had just gotten here. Yeah. Haven't seen you face to face in a while. Yeah. Having some nice conversation, making coffee, and then we'll go. You're like, let's go do it. We're coming up to do the show. As you rounding the bend, I just catch a glimpse of that sneaker, and it just tainted a whole initial. I don't even know what is going on with that. I'm wearing a boot. You see what I came in? I came in cheesy tennis sneakers because of the rain. Switched over to the cool boot.
Let's see what the boot. This is more.
That's how I travel too. I mean, I'm dying. I can barely stand in the airport, but I look so much fucking cooler than every other man there.
I agree. I love a boot at this age, right? Mm-hmm. I think it's sophisticated, and a lot of people disagreed with me that there's an age limit when it comes to wearing Jordans. Now, I feel. I almost want to say, if you're gray anywhere in your hair, mm-hmm. Jordans are out,
yeah.
Right? Or is it an age thing? Why did it hit you so in the face when came around the bend with the Jordans?
The colors. The red bottom, just the colors. It's too much color. I'm not saying like if he makes a nice tennis sneaker, a casual tennis sneaker, and it just has the Air Jordan logo on the side, that's fine. But the original, bro, I mean, you may as well be wearing those half tops you used to wear.
No, that's from the 80s too. I agree. I'm not trying to promote this. I'm just wearing them for reference.
Right.
I haven't worn these but once. And even when I did wear them, I'm like, what am I doing?
But you are a fan. You're from Chicago. And so I feel almost like a man who grew up during Jordan's playing days, living in Chicago, can maybe mow the lawn with him on the weekends. I'll give you that. He's from Chicago. I'll give you that.
Yeah, I don't like them. First of all, the most uncomfortable shoe I've ever worn in my life.
Really?
I don't know if they've like updated the, and I don't know how the shoe world works. Right?
Bro, you're an influencer now, so be careful with your words, bro. Literally, they just slowed the conveyor belt down a notch that makes the sneak. And they're like, oh, you heard him, slow it down. Demand is down.
I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry.
Oh my God!
No, bro. the amount of arm movement going on over there—it's just I see it happening. It's almost like I mean, envision the coffee going all over the place. I feel, bro,
yeah,
that you're so like amped up right now that we gotta bring
these
it down.
Guys, the show starts at 9. They're picking me up. They text me, we'll be there at 7:05. I wrote back, Jesus Christ, guys. Can we make it 7:15? Meet me at the Whole Foods parking lot. I'll be getting breakfast. Still plant-based.
So let's get into that. So how do you feel any different? I mean, honest to God.
Look at me. I'm bouncing off the walls, bro.
I mean, thought it was the coffee.
Yes, I do. I mean, listen, first of all, I want to go on record saying, like, I'm not, like, not going to ever eat meat again. I mean, I had a pepperoni pizza the other day where I picked off the pepperoni, you know, and I was, like, tough. I wanted it. But, you know, but the other day, I will say, like, yesterday, I did have a craving for the first time where I'm, like, I felt like my body needed a cold cut sandwich. My body was saying, fucking any turkey around here, ham and Swiss would be fantastic right now, you know? So this isn't long term, but, you know, now Jackie's doing it too, so... The other day, she had a rough go. She had no choices, so she sends me. She had, again, she was somewhere where she had the wedding ball soup. I think it was like Wegmans. And she shows me the cup on the picture because I'm on the road. Cup is empty, but just the meatballs are still there. Oh my God. And then I'm showing her my salad from Panera has like a salad with avocado and stuff. So we're taking pictures of vegan foods.
Is this how it gets? This is exciting. This is exciting. Oh my God. Is this where the relationship goes?
But I'm not,
honest to God.
Yeah. No, but I'm not eating well, bro. Because the other day I was like on the road again in the morning at the airport and I went to the Dunkin' Donuts and I was like, can I get the bacon, egg, and cheese on a bagel without bacon? And the guy's like, yeah, we make them fresh. Well, no bacon will be on it. So, you know, I'm not like getting a. You know, yogurt. I'm not eating like particularly awesome, but yeah, no, I do feel better.
All right.
I don't know. I just got a physical. I'm waiting for the test results. If he's like your cholesterol went up, I'm gonna bite into the side of the fucking next cow I see. None of it matters.
So when you went into the physical,
yeah.
Were you concerned at all? Like, hey, you know, I think maybe this might be off, that might not. Do you tell the doctor before they even examine you what's wrong? Or do you want the doctor to find it?
Well, it's funny. I think we talked about this last time. But my doctor, you go in, if you talk too much about other things in your physical, then even though I have great insurance and it doesn't matter to me, I just get burned by it. I see it's billed on my thing.
Well, like, if you talk more?
Yeah. If I go in there and go, plus my shoulder, then I'll get a charge for physical and a charge for dealing with the shoulder. I'm like, because I brought the shoulder rub? Isn't that the whole point of physical?
I'm sorry.
I should be allowed to bring up everything.
Wait a minute. Right? This is that's an a la carte physical?
I thought it was. Yeah. Oh my God, this show's skyrocketing to number one if we keep doing these face to face. Yeah, bro, it is. It's like ordering hors d'oeuvres, you know?
So you have to actually make a conscious effort going, you know, my eyeball is, or whatever. Let's say you go, I have a heart palpitation in your head. Right. But you go, is it worthy enough for the extra charge?
Basically, the way I'm starting to understand it is the time it takes him to give me a normal physical, like while he's like, you know, doing this or whatever, I can go, but my heart's feeling weird, you know? And like, so, but if he has to stop, take any extra time to deal with the heart, the clock is ticking now. The fight, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
so you got it. I try to fit it in. So I hit him with, I prioritize. So while he was doing the regular stuff, plus, and I said this before, bro, it is so overbearing getting that finger up the ass every year. Oh my God. Bro, I mean, I can't sleep the night before, bro. I can't sleep the night before. And you know what he said to me this time? Because he asked me about my back. And then, but when he asks me about something, I feel like that's free. Because you're asking. All right. I don't know if you're asking, right? So I'm like, no, since you sent me to the therapist, my back has been great. Knock on wood, or stretching. So then he goes, all right, bend over. Put your pants down, bend over. We all know what's coming, right? So I got to do this, right? I got to get up and step on the thing, and I get like this. I go like this, God, bro. And I go, oh. And he's over here putting his gloves on. So as I go, oh, he goes, God, oh, your back's that bad? And I go, no, I'm just grunting because of what's coming, you know? And as he puts the gloves on, he turns around on the stool. He goes, hey, you know, it's not our favorite test either. He said it almost like, give me a little empathy, you know? Like, I didn't even finish my coffee. You think I want my finger up your ass either?
Yeah, but
I don't. And then he said, one of my best friends, his test came up negative, but I did this on him and I found the polyp that eventually saved his life. And all I thought when he told me that, I was like, your best friend lets you stick your finger up his ass? I mean, I know you didn't do it at the golf course on the 9 hole, but my point is, I think I go to somebody else other than my best friend for my exam.
Absolutely. I mean, after you do that, you have to abolish the friendship.
Absolutely. I'm going to have a fucking lunch with you? Your finger was up my ass. Yeah, it's just...
Well, I mean, I don't like the whole, it's not my favorite part either.
Right.
Because it's kind of like part of the, you know, I mean, you knew what you were getting into prior to going into this profession. So right. This is kind of part of the job.
Yeah.
Even if it isn't your favorite part, right. we shouldn't be exchanging right. that the information at the physical.
Well, I didn't take it that way. I took it as if, you know, I wouldn't do it if it wasn't really necessary.
Yeah.
And I know it sucks for you, but you know. But yeah, you know, I do wonder that if you have 5 physicals a day as a doctor, do you wake up and go 5 times up and out? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know, it's a rabbit hole, bro.
It's a rabbit hole. So, but I told him I wanted to bring up real quick my psoriasis, and he said he checked it, and he's like, you don't have a psoriasis. He's like, he's got really dry skin, and in the winter time where we live, we have, you know, what's called forced air. So he told me a special lotion to use, told me to get a humidifier, and we just paid Jackie and I for this new big water system. Culligan man, coming to the house, set me up.
What?
My water's like, I may as well live in Flint, Michigan, bro.
Oh, drinking water.
Yeah. Oh. I'm drinking and softening. So I'm getting new drinking water. Well, I'll have my own fountain right by the side. And all my water is going to feel slippery now because it's going to be soft.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever I had is gone.
All right, so it's not psoriasis. It's just extremely dry skin.
Back is better. No psoriasis.
Does Jackie?
I'm fucking Benjamin Button over here.
Does Jackie apply to back lotion?
No. And the far reaches of my back... Now I've learned this I can sometimes only reach the far reaches with the back of my thumb. So I put lotion on the back of my hand, do a whip around, and then do a windshield wiper.
What the fuck?
When you come this way, it's like 2 wipers, they meet right there, so there's no spot. I mean, it takes some work, bro, but I got everything coming. She could divorce me, and I'll still be able to massage my own moisturized bone back.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, bro, we have so much to get into, man. Jesus. Saw you at the Super Bowl. I don't know. I mean, I saw you in those sweatpants, and I didn't know it became a thing on social media. because it caught me too. And I was like, ooh, sweats at the bowl. And Jackie goes, yeah, but they're probably like really expensive sweatpants. And like, that begs the question, does that make it okay?
No,
it doesn't.
Doesn't matter how expensive whatever the hell is. Mm-hmm. My whole take was, you're going to a football game, right? Mm-hmm. Super Bowl, playoffs, regardless of what it is.
Yeah.
I don't know, and I've not seen any photos of people at a football game dressed up. I haven't seen that.
No, at a real game, no. Okay. Not a regular season
game. Okay, and I'm looking all around me.
Right.
There's people with jerseys on, hats, paint on their face. So all of a sudden we're at the Super Bowl, and now what? You got to put on slacks? Now, I'm sitting in Gen Pop. I ain't sitting in no fucking suite.
Right.
I'm with the people. Right.
With the people, which is either people of your ilk or people that drain their life savings to come see
I mean, if you're in a suite, that's one thing. And if you're with if you're out in the bowl,
right? Yeah,
you're sitting in a folding chair,
right?
There's popcorn and shit on the floor. Am I gonna wear a fucking Ferragamo to the Super Bowl?
It's so much more than a football game. You've been there before. It's a corporate event.
No, it doesn't matter.
You dress accordingly.
I disagree. If you were there, all right, you would have saw. Oh, okay. This is still a football game. Right. It's not like you're eating.
I mean, it's not. Bro, you go, I've been to football games. Have you ever been to a football game where Usher came out at halftime? It's not a regular football game.
The surroundings or what's going on might be different than a normal football game. But the experience sitting in a. It's not like they brought in new chairs for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And there's popcorn and M&Ms.
Right.
You know, it's not like they're bringing in caviar and strip steak.
No, I know.
Fucking sweatpants.
They probably did have caviar, by the way, but.
And maybe they did in the suite. I was told that to get in and out of that stadium, because there is logistically really no easy way to do it, that you're going to be doing a lot of walking. So I ain't wearing a boot. I ain't wearing jeans. I want to be available to move at any given time. Right. So that's where the sweatpants came in.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Now,
there's two schools of thought with that. Yeah. There's a school of thought, you wear sneakers and sweats to be able to move and run if necessary and be able... Right, but if you wear jeans and boots, you're not gonna have to run. It's just you'd be so intimidating that no one's gonna fuck with you. You know, I see a man. If I was a robber and I saw a guy in sneakers and sweats, or I saw a guy in boots and jeans, I'm messing with the guy in sneakers and sweats.
Oh no, I'm not.
Really?
No, I'm messing with the guy who has limited mobility.
A guy with limited mobility means he ain't afraid. He don't have to run. I want to go after the guy who's going to, you know, run, rabbit, run.
Okay, would you rather fight a guy in a button-up shirt or a guy with his shirt off already?
A button-up shirt.
You don't fight the guy with you're more scared of the button-up guy than with the guy with his shirt off already?
Uh-huh, yeah. Wait, no, I'd fight the guy with the button-up shirt before I'd fight the guy with the shirt off already, because he's already crazy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You're right.
The more comfortable you are...
Oh, that's
the more
good
willing
point.
You are to fight. Like, oh fuck, this guy's got sweatpants. He don't care a shit if his sweatpants get a hole in it. I'm thinking the guy with the button up and the boots. He ain't gonna fight because he's worried about scuffing up the outfit.
I'm talking about like, and we've all seen this. Me and you from flying so much. Ever see the traveler who's like a guy who's like half the time he's getting dirty, but when someone has to go talk to headquarters, they send Billy, and like he's got the cowboy boots. And as nice as clean as jeans and the Carhartt jacket, he don't fly often, but he's got, you know, and you could tell he's wearing them boots because that's all he ever wears is those boots, right? that kind of guy that works in 15 degree weather with no gloves. That's the kind of guy I see as I'm talking about. But yeah, no, I hear you. You got a good point. Yeah. Then you get those Italian guys that always wear sweats, and then they turns out they know all that jujitsu shit and
on your sweatpants and throw the head off. But listen, I'm not looking to get into a fight.
I know you're talking about walking.
I'm talking about just moving from point A to point B.
Did you regret it when you got there?
No.
You didn't start to regret it when you looked around?
I looked around, I saw slobs.
Don't you feel though, in front of other men, sweats is borderline pajamas, guy. I always felt like that. It's borderline, you're out in your pajamas.
No, I didn't even think, to be honest with you, I didn't even think about, you should have saw what I had on. I was going to wear, Jesus, I had black pants on with a black leather boot and a sweater. Bro, I looked like I was going to a PTA meeting. I had that on. And I looked at myself, I'm going to
That sounds cool. What do you mean? Black pants, black sweater?
No, it was actually a blue sweater. Yeah, it was blue. Bro, it
huh?
It's a fine line, right? You can't wear Jordans.
Uh-huh. No.
Right? And then on the flip side, you can't wear something that's maybe ages you too much. So I thought the sweatpant look with the denim jacket was just like a casual, hey, I'm going to watch a football game look. Mm-hmm. I don't care, Super Bowl or not. But if you would have seen the people there, people are paying $25,000 for a ticket, but their outfit's worth, you know.
Yeah.
$100. It don't matter.
Off air, if you don't mind, I want to get your pant size. I'm going to send you a pair. I'm going to get you a pair. And what color do you like in pant? I'm going to get you one of these pants that looks like a jean, but if someone touches you, they're like, guy, it's like sweats, but they won't know if they don't touch you.
Where did you find this? Did you find this on Instagram? Is this something?
No, believe it or not, I can say
why is this a secret?
I don't know why. I guess it's not. But like if someone is buying those pants, don't they not want people to know that they're not really a jean? Isn't that the whole point of them?
So it's a jean sweat?
It's like as comfortable as sweatpants, but they're elastic and they look exactly like jeans unless you touch them.
Mm-hmm. See, for me. Mm-hmm. When I hear these types of products, like, oh, wear the button-up shirt, and it's like the tuck, what is it?
Untuck.
Yeah.
Or jean it, but not it.
Right.
I ain't doing it.
I saw a shoe the other day. You can put it right on the running water and it don't even get wet. You know, like it looked like something an Indian would wear crossing a stream. I swear to God, but you know, who's doing that? You know, but anyway, I hear what you're saying, man. I do untuck it though. I almost pulled the trigger on that a few times, man.
Yeah, I it might be a great product, but I don't like anybody fucking with clothing. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Just like this is it. You know, like what are you trying to do? Like reinvent the tuck in. What is the shirt? You could leave it out, but it looks what?
Like good? If you take a normal dress shirt and you untuck it, it's way too long and baggy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So they cut it so that it looks more desirable when untucked.
Yeah.
Okay, but you know the problem with that is in order to pull the it's called untuck it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In order to pull off untuck it, you got to have like a physique like you. Where it just like if you got a fat roll and you got an untuck it
you look like you need a tuck it by the way.
So
I don't know if we can get up here, there is a shirt now out there that if you do have a fat roll, this thing's amazing. You put that on, it's like pregnant. No, I'm not. It's unbelievable. I mean, I feel bad for the lady that unpeels that fucking avocado when they get to bed, but up until that point it's unbelievable, man. It's like a girdle that no one knows you got going.
It's almost like when women were stuffing their bra, right? Like, oh wow, look at she's well endowed, and then she takes out the socks and you're like, what the fuck is it? So
what about you, Johnson? Have you ever heard of a guy in your life?
I don't know. I never heard of a guy still referring it to as a Johnson.
Bro, I do these meet and greets. I got 14-year-olds coming up to me.
That's young kids. That's all right. Weird. You talking about Johnson? I got 14-year-old. What does that have to do with anything?
All All right, your penis, okay? Have you ever known anybody in your life?
Let's talk about this. How do you refer?
I don't want to say the D word. I just, it's classless.
So you don't think dick
cock.
Is...
I'd rather hear cock
Ooh,
than
God,
dick.
That's like, oh,
that's like a fucking porno, bro.
Bro.
It's fucking God. You can't live with him. Too hot, too cold.
I know. I'm just asking, like, what's the
porridge? Which porridge? Tell me what bowl of porridge I should be using.
What's the proper reference to the male genitalia? And again, I'll go back to the whole theme of the day. Is it age appropriate? So if you're 21, right. You're a 21 year old kid, you go, man, fuck, my cock's burning. Or, or if you're 50, do you say, oh, you know, my. Or does it
50 year old man in the locker room? He says, dick. I'm like, what are you, a flasher? It's disgusting. It's like a peeping Tom nastiness.
My dick is burning.
Ew.
No, I got my dick caught in my zipper.
I'd rather have a guy go, God damn, my Johnson's been burning all morning.
I love that. I love that.
Oh, hey, it's from World War II. What? But I think penis is more medical.
Like, I do too.
Like if you're in the doctor's office, and my penis is chafed or whatever the hell it is. But I think in general conversation amongst men, I think somebody hit me in the dick. You know,
God, somebody hit me down there. Then why do we even have to say it? Why can't we just be like, I got, you know, where it counts? I've done that too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you could say it like that. I don't know. I feel like dick seems to be the...
It is.
The
it go, is.
The
I mean,
go-to
it is.
Here.
Trying to, like, you know. But anyway, I've never known anybody to pack anything down there. That's like a myth, right?
I don't know.
It's ridiculous.
No. I don't know anybody that's done that either.
Yeah, and I've never met a woman that's like, oh, I fell in love with him because I saw his... bulging his pants across the room. I'm like, oh my God. Save that for the wedding speech.
I want to stick on the Super Bowl though.
Absolutely, bro. We should.
I want to stick on the Super Bowl.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. More people watch that than anything in the history of the world.
Yeah.
More people saw you in sweats.
That's sad.
Yeah.
I want to talk about
everything. I'm dying to hear it all. I'll stop interrupting.
Well, I got the tickets.
Yeah. And the shows, by the way, I saw the Watt Brothers came. Oh, yeah. Freaking guys are awesome. You look like a ballet dancer in between them too, which made me feel better.
No. I you know, you ever think you're bigger than you are?
Yes. Right before that photo.
I thought I was like, oh, okay, I'm like a decent sized guy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then I was around them and I saw the photo and I was like, I'm a child.
Dude, it made me realize I'm not even as big as the kicker, right? Because I've seen the kicker next to Watt and even he's bigger than that.
I know,
you like, are a child.
Well, you bring up a great point. The punter and the kicker, when I see them on TV, I go, okay, that's me.
Right.
If I was in a helmet, that's what I would look like. Right. No.
No.
You wouldn't look that
no.
way. These guys are giants.
Who and, else came to the show?
Because
there's so many stars in town.
So I met Sean Payton. He was the quarterback. Or not the quarterback. He was a quarterback.
Coach of the Saints. Was he Saint. Now? Is he
Denver?
He's back at Denver now, Denver. Right?
So he came back, really nice guy. Who else was there? I met Wally Johnson, New York Jets owner. He came back. Woody Johnson.
Wow, man. That's pretty damn cool, meeting Woody.
Yeah, I mean, he's part of the Johnson & Johnson empire.
Oh, they got spanked during COVID, man. Couldn't give that shit away in the end. They made a vaccine, too. Nobody wanted it. Remember that, man?
Right.
They tried to send it to Haiti. They didn't even want it in Haiti. Fucking waving the helicopters away. We'll take our chances chewing on tree bark.
I forgot they made one.
I know, bro. Even now, like, I had eye drops recently because trying to get the red out. And I'm like, these things. And I noticed it said Johnson & Johnson. And, like, it's a tainted company. In my head, I'm like, it's fucking tap water. So they took a hit, man. Why do you think we stuck with Zach Wilson this year when Rodgers went down? He's like, I'm tapped out. Nobody's buying Johnson & Johnson products.
Yeah, they thought they were going to have vaccine money.
Holy shit. Yeah, man, we have vaccine money. Oh, man, we'd have freaking, we'd have Josh Allen backing up Mahomes if we had that vaccine money.
So.
Oh, God. That must have been amazing, though. Like, all right, so did you meet Woody, by the way?
Yeah, man, he came back. His whole family came back.
Oh, awesome, man.
I mean, there's so many little bits and pieces I want to get into, but I want to stick actually at the Super Bowl. Uh-huh. I want to tell you my experience there. I got the tickets, Verizon. I did something for Verizon, and in the deal were four tickets in their section, right? Now, I'm looking around, right? And there's a box above me, right? And I'm not necessarily a box guy, but what the box allows you is like alcohol and food and beverage just in the suite, right?
Yeah. All right. A lot of conveniences.
Convenience. But, you know, and I think Stern did this. Like Stern did you kind of know where you are on the hierarchy of celebrity when you go to a game or you go to these things, right? Because I'm sitting there like, I'm like, all right, I got a great seat. I'm 15th row. I'm on the aisle. It's a nice, great seat, 45-yard line. You couldn't ask for a better seat. Right. So the whole game, right? But then you start looking up in the box and going, what the fuck is it? Who's in the box, right?
Yeah.
And how did they get there?
Right.
So I'm looking, it's Jimmy Kimmel's in the box. Right. Mm-hmm. Guy Fieri,
big fan of Guy.
Ocho Cinco, Chad Johnson.
All right. Ex football always gets, they should always be allowed in any box. If you ever play in the NFL for over 5 years, you should be allowed to walk into any skybox, any stadium, any time.
Put a button on that. I wanna to get into that. Okay. Ex football players. This is another thing I want to get into. Cool. And then Wayne Newton.
Didn't know he was still alive. So double, like, not only is that cool, but glad to hear he's still with us. National treasure. Wayne Newton,
Mr. Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, they're in the box. I don't necessarily have a problem with any of these people being in a box. Right. Who am I? Right?
Well, I don't know. The way you said Wayne Newton, it sounded like you had a little bit of a
problem. No.
You didn't go, Wayne Newton. You went, Wayne Newton.
No. I said Wayne Newton because, and I didn't know it came off anyway. Yeah. I just thought, like, Wayne Newton would just automatically. Now, let's take Wayne Newton, for example. Does Wayne Newton call his people and go, I'd like to go to the Super Bowl? Or is Wayne Newton invited by the NFL
right.
to come to the Super Bowl?
Let's ask the bigger question. Did Wayne Newton even know he was at the Super Bowl? You know what I'm saying? What do you think? This guy like just finished a morning jog and made a call. Can I get a box? Fucking guy. How old is he? I mean, like I said.
He's got to be 80. I'm going 82 on Wayne
82
Newton.
At least. Yeah. At least, man. I mean, I think Tony Bennett used to open for Wayne Newton, just to put this in perspective.
Wayne Newton's 81. 81 years old.
Oh, 81. Okay,
which right. I thought he was.
Younger than I thought.
Yeah, he.
All right.
So he's there.
All right.
And here's the other one.
Right.
Carrot Top was in the box. Now.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I'm sitting there going.
Well, look at Wayne Newton's face. I know what they chatted about. Yeah, no, your guy's good too. Do we go to the same guy?
if you do a split screen between Carrot Top and Wayne Newton, we could maybe get a visual on what if they're. Oh yeah, there's the ball. But they look like Carrot Top looks young there. So anyway,
well, of course he does, bro. He just got a recent stretch.
No, but that's Carrot Top.
Look at this, bro. Look at this. Ready? My age, 50, 30.
No, I'm thinking that's 80. when you go back, this we're talking.
Look at it. Just got to get rid of that right there. Yeah, just need a little lift, and move, and no one will know.
It's a delicate road when you start doing this type of stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, that's what I'm saying, though. That's what they.
Well, I mean, like, if you're gonna do that, right? Mm-hmm. It's got to be so subtle that people think you're tan. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. It's like, oh wow, you like, would you go on vacation?
Right.
That's the reaction you want from that. You don't want,
right?
You're getting an accent, like,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. I would want, and I don't even know if she had one. That's how good this is. I'm not. I don't know if she had one, but if she had one, I would want Meryl Streep's person, because she's just aging so perfectly, gracefully, and wonderful that either she's got a perfect person or she's just doing good skin products the whole way through.
Yeah, no, I don't know if she had any work done. Let's throw this up.
I saw a photo of her and Cher at the Grammys next face to face. Oh man, it took two different roads. You know what I'm saying?
The Pete and Sebastian Show.
I was watching the Super Bowl and they're showing famous people. And I said to Jackie, oh, I wonder if we're going to see Sebastian. And then she said, when we didn't see you, she goes, oh, maybe they're going to show more later. Because, like, I mean, what do you got to do? You got five sold out Garden shows. You did the movie. You got the show, hit show on Bookie. I mean, like, I just, it is like the fame of the fame is there. Everyone but Tom Cruise is there. Everybody but Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt.
Can you get this?
Yeah,
one?
Yeah, guy.
Was this the Carrot Top show? Yeah. Gonna
Christ. What do you think? He's like waiting for his flight at the fucking gate, looking at his computer by himself. I'm doing a show here, bro. God.
So, Tom Cruise is so big, he might have been there, and they didn't. You know, like he might have said, "Listen, I want to go to the Super Bowl, but please." Don't put me up on the job.
Oh, well, that's true.
DiCaprio was there, and he could care less. He was in his phone with the hat, the whole thing. But my question is, if you're at a sporting event and the camera comes to you, behave? Right. Like, right. Taylor Swift did a shot of beer. Some people, if we want to get into that, we'll get into that.
No, that's a show in and of itself. That poor girl is like, I don't even think she likes to sleep, Mike, because that's 2 minutes that people aren't looking at her. You know what I mean? I mean, God, let's not focus on that. What would you do? I think there's
what's the Pete move? This is the camera. All right.
Camera.
Okay. All right. You're at a game.
I can't tell you what it is, but I can tell you it should be an attempt at humor because that's what I do for a living. Okay. I'm not saying if you're a singer you should sing, but I think you should stay on brand.
Okay.
If you're a cool actor, you know, you're just gonna go like that, you know. Maybe I'd fake make out with my wife if she was with me, you know. Maybe I'd pull the chain out, do something like that.
Oh.
Right. Oh, give me a little laugh. I was like, Venus. You know, what am I gonna do? Just do my Cary Grant? Come on.
I don't know. I'm asking.
What do you do?
I've
seen it on you.
I have done. Like a face to the camera, like a goofy face.
Oh, bro, that's way worse.
I don't think it is because I think I kind of didn't give you a lot of props for your look, and now this is retaliation.
But because there's a level of cool in you, okay? That's like that's you're not clown show kind of comic.
No, but I'm like, yeah.
No, I'm thinking next time you should do it like you're annoyed, like a little like, man. Yeah.
Like.
Hilarious, bro. Dude, isn't that great? That's great.
Yeah. We're gonna do that next time.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not enough I'm here. The fucking thing. Sean Pennant, bro.
But that is supposed to be funny, right?
Yes.
But do you think it could be misconstrued? Because, you know, I think a lot of times when, right. again, this, in my life,
right.
I've never been popular.
Right.
Never been a popular kid at school.
Uh-huh.
Never ate lunch alone.
Mm-hmm.
Always on the fringe.
Right.
Never been in a group where it's like, oh, like right. he's with the football team. Or, right. oh, right. I'm going to prom with the cheerleader.
Okay.
Never.
So you basically mean amongst your peers because, you know, you're quite popular.
Well, I mean, like I've never been in the group right. of popularity, whether it be school, Hollywood,
mm-hmm.
whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
mm-hmm.
always on the fringe of it.
Right.
Okay. So... I don't even know where the hell I was going with it.
But I listen, and I'm sorry to act like I know you, like I'm married to you or something, but I feel like, if I may say, I feel like you don't want to do that stuff. You don't want to go to those parties. You don't want to be in that box, but you want to be asked. I want to be asked.
You know what? You make a good point. Maybe it's the invitation
yeah.
that I'm like, eh, it would be nice. Nice to be decline.
Right.
I'm good.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you've had DiCaprio in your backyard sipping Mai Tais together. Did you ever call him again and go, want to hang out again? Maybe he's like, that's how you get in that. You keep in touch.
I did.
Oh, well, yeah. Then you're out, guys.
I'm out. I'm not in the cabal. I'm not in the group.
Well, I'm always there for you, bro.
And not that I'm looking to be. It's not like I'm looking to be in the group.
Nobody cares about that's what you. You know that, right? We're all laughing, we're having fun, but you're plenty loved, right?
I'm not saying I'm just here. I'll give you an example.
You hear this, Wayne? Norton, are you listening? Call this guy. That's the look when the camera's on you, bro. Pretend they just asked you if you want to hang out with Wayne Newton. Yeah, but seriously, man.
So
you know, come on.
Did we talk about the comedians party? I don't even know where we left off.
You had mentioned that on the phone, but not to the cast. Not to
okay. So yeah, even in that. So you know, there was a party I went to with a ton of comedians, and it was Netflix was having a party for their comedians that were nominated for a Grammy. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And Lana and I went,
mm-hmm.
and Lana's like trying to coax me to go talk to them. You know,
yeah.
I'm with my wife. Like, I go, I'm talking to you.
Right.
You know?
Right. But that's, yeah, but that's a excuse though you're making because, you know, you're like, you are a little like, I don't know what the word is, but you don't go up and open up. Why? Like that.
If you were at a party right. and you saw comedians that you knew but didn't know,
mm-hmm.
I'll give you an example. Bill Hader.
Mm-hmm.
I've never met him.
Mm-hmm.
We just started talking
mm-hmm.
organically. It was just like, you know, I know Ali Wong and they're together. So I started talking to Allie and then Lana, and it just kind of happened. It wasn't like an effort where I went, hi, how you guys doing? I don't do that.
Right.
It just happened. Bill Hader and I, and this is the beauty of, and this goes out to the comedians out there when you're hanging out with other comedians. He had the floor, right? Mm-hmm. He had a story he was telling. And I wasn't trying to add to the story. I was just absorbing the story.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I noticed when comedians get around one another, there's a lot of like trying to add
to
just let the guy right. go. I was having a ball. I felt like I was getting a private show from Bill Hader, right?
Yeah.
There's a couple other people there that kept interjecting that weren't comedians. If you're not a comedian,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and a comedian is telling a funny story,
mm-hmm.
don't fucking bother. Just.
I know.
You're good, bro. Listen.
To put that in perspective, if like Mick Jagger just started singing an acoustic ballad, mm-hmm. are you going to join in on the chorus? Of course not.
Yeah.
So don't add to this story either. Right. I mean, you can, of course, you know.
Even I'm even in the school of if someone's got the floor, let them have the floor. right. and just enjoy it.
Well,
we don't gotta like, you know, like, yeah, you could add obviously here or there, but like this guy was making me laugh, and I was, you know what I was doing? I was asking questions mm-hmm. to promote more humor.
Right.
So that in that instance,
so calculated. Must be exhausting. It's just all so calculated. Well, you.
It's calculated.
You're like, I'm like, I'm not interjecting, but I'm giving stuff to keep it going. I mean, yeah, what are you doing? Morning radio with the guy?
No, I was having such a good time laughing that I wanted, I wanted to laugh more.
Right.
And I knew this guy was hot.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to give him more ammo to make me laugh.
All right. It just seems like it's an exhausting process if that's all was going through your head with just this one person.
What was going through my head?
Organically.
I'm reflecting back on
it. Okay. All right.
And going, this is what happened. It's not like I was sitting there going, okay, ask this guy more questions. This is, I'm having fun.
Okay. So how did this come about organically? And why can't you emulate that again?
Make a note of that word.
Why can't you emulate that again with the next guy in the room, with the next female comedian in the room?
Well, because some of that's just happens. What Lana wanted me to do was, when Lana and I were kind of off to the side, she was like, go talk to, so Nick Kroll was there. Mm-hmm. Right. Now, if you go back just 8 years, I got a Nick Kroll story.
About season 3 on the cast. Love it. On the plane.
When you say season 3, are you sure it's season 3? Or are you just saying
no, I just do
around?
A quick, probably about 3 years into the cast, okay. Season 3.
Okay. Love it. I was sitting there going, this guy got a photographic memory.
I don't want to interrupt because I want to hear Nick Kroll, but I do want to put this in perspective. I was talking to somebody recently in a green room, and I said, man, not so much my daughter because she's like seeing it and hearing me, and she's alive. I go, but can you imagine like my grandson that I'll probably never know being like 30 years old and he's married and he's like, his wife's like, oh, what are you doing with this? You know, the summer, you got some downtime. I'm going to sit, I'm going to drink some beers on the porch, and I'm going to listen to my grandfather's podcast and really get to know what my I mean, would you not, if your great grandfather had a morning radio show or something and they had a bunch of old tapes, would you not over some red wine get to know the man you never knew?
That's a great point. I don't even know if anybody's even thinking that far ahead, but there's basically a catalog of our life for the last, 10 years that could be tapped into from future generations of our family. Right?
100%.
And when you said you'll never know your granddaughter or grandson, I'm sorry, I almost shed a tear because isn't that sad?
It is sad, but I can't focus on that. I'm running out of time. I got to be happy while I can. But to my great-great-grandson out there listening, if you're living your life one-third of the way I live mine, you're doing all right. If you're not, though, don't even. And by the way, Don't buy this vegan thing. Fucking eat meat.
Now, just that alone, that little segment alone. Let's fast forward, I don't know, 50, 60 years from now.
Dude.
Someone says, do you know your grandfather did a shout out to his unborn grandkid in episode 598, whatever it is? And they're like, what? He did?
Oh, man.
And he's going to go back, play that 50, 60 years from now. And go, wow. My grandfather. That's something.
Oh, my God. And can you imagine your great-grandson listening to this bit right now and knowing you didn't do a shout-out? You just let it go.
I let you have the floor. It's your moment. You're my Bill Hader here.
Oh, bro, this is fun together. But anyway, so yeah, that time years ago, Nick Kroll was sitting right next to you in a first-class flight. He's a funny guy, and he's done stuff, and you're a funny guy, and you've done stuff, and you didn't even say hello to him because you just didn't know how to open up, right?
Well, I didn't say hello because I was, I had the headphones on. He got in the seat, and then I'm like, oh, should I say hello? And by the time I decided it was time to say hello, I thought it was too weird because a lot of time went by.
Right.
And then he would have looked at me and go, you're saying hello now? We've been sitting to each other for the last 35 minutes, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But he didn't say hello to me either, so I don't know what the hell he was thinking.
Right.
Maybe he didn't know who the hell I was. I don't know.
Right. But, I mean, that would have been a great thing to open up with him.
I was going to tell him this story. He was talking to us, and this was calculated. I was in the back of my head as he was talking going, this would be a great time to tell the Nick Kroll story. Because I wanted to know if he knew or he had any recollection of that flight. Right. So, and I had it. And then also I was like, oh, I have to go back. This is how sick I am. I go, I don't know if I should tell this story because I don't even know if I remember it correctly. And I said, I got to go back and review the cast, hear the story. And then the next time I see him, I'll tell it because it's fresh in my mind.
Right.
So that's what was going through my head while Nick Kroll was talking. I didn't hear a word he said.
Well, one good thing about you is you, I mean, I don't think you ever said anything about anybody on the cast that if they heard it years later, they'd be mad at you. You're always pretty, you know, cool about all that. You know, with me, there'd be some people, if they offered me like a writing job or something for a show, I'd be like, Lou, look back. Did I badmouth that in person at any point? Yeah.
Yeah, we're all from L.A. Let's pretend we don't fucking know each other and we're sleeping next to each other on a plane.
I slept closer to Nick Kroll than I did with Lana the night before, and we didn't acknowledge each other.
And you met before, and you clearly know each other.
Yeah.
So anyway, you did get to talking to him.
I talked to him.
Now, what about the bowl? After the bowl, did you go to one of these parties, you and Lana?
We went to a small, I wouldn't say intimate, but a nice dinner. Mario Carbone had a dinner party, kind of at his restaurant.
Uh-huh.
And about, I don't know, I'd say about 40 people at a long table. And it was nice. It was really great food, great conversation.
Yeah.
I was there with some music people. They were talking about, you know, the music business. So, yeah, it wasn't one of these. I did go to a quote unquote after party after one of my shows, and I'm sorry. I don't belong at all.
Right.
At a nightclub. Uh-huh. After party.
Right.
I don't know why people do this. Uh-huh. I can understand if you're younger. I get it. Right. You know, I did it when I was younger, but I didn't even like it then. Right. But just to go and like loud, you know, the way I talk doesn't work in loud environments. It just doesn't.
Well, it's so fascinating though. It's like a lot of that stuff, you know, is about, you know, the stuff you don't enjoy doing. Like, so you want to be invited, like I said, you want to be invited to these things and then pass on it, but you want to have been invited.
Yeah, but like, what else is there to do? Like at 12:30 at night in Las Vegas, it's not like I'm going to go, hey guys, do you want to get like a small intimate dinner at 1 o'clock in the morning? This is what people are doing in Las Vegas. Right. They're going out to a party or a nightclub.
Right.
I just don't work well with like talking. You ever have to talk to somebody so close? You're like,
You're not getting anything effective out.
Nothing effective. No.
But even at the skybox, when the camera comes to the skybox, they want you on the edge, like Blake Lively going, doing something like that. By the way she was behaving. Did you see Blake Lively hanging out with Taylor Swift at the...
I was at the game.
If I was Ryan Reynolds, I would have called her halfway through the game and said, don't even come home. We're getting a divorce. I mean, just the love in the limelight too much. And that's what they want. These people... DiCaprio is about the only guy cool enough to hat down, goatee, and we just want more, more, more. Everybody else, like, they do a hard lean into it. You're not doing a hard lean into it, bro. So...
I like DiCaprio's approach. He's like just doing what he would normally be doing.
I know.
And
I know, but bro, like, you know,
do you think he's got
72 Oscars? I mean, come on, man. The guy's known in the, you know, he can walk through the jungle and they're going to want to do a selfie. That's, by the way.
Jungle famous?
I'll save it for today. Bro, yeah.
Is that the epitome of fame when you could walk in like in the Senegal through a jungle and see a guy with a spear and he goes, Leonardo, like,
right. Yes. I want to save this probably for the next cast, but when you were there, because, bro, you know, and I'm not just saying this because you're my friend. I mean, you're making movies and TV. I was even like, you know, I, the seat is one thing, but like, they're not showing everybody famous. I mean, they really do. Does the camera head camera guy say, listen, unless they're a borderline legend, no famous people shots, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Again, I don't know the cutoff that you like.
Right.
Do they go, Sebastian Maniscalco's here, and the guy goes, who?
Right. It and has to be goes, someone. Yeah, right, next. No, we're doing whole world knows. Whole world knows.
If we were at the San Gennaro Fest, yeah, but world, no.
Right.
Or do you think they went, Sebastian Maniscalco's here, and the guy goes, he got sweats on? I think that could have been a deal breaker.
That's a good point, too. But so I Googled, and we were talking about it, most famous people in the world. And we'll play that on the next cast. It's an interesting list. I'm curious to see how many you can guess before we show it to you.
Okay.
All right.
That's a good game. So we're going to continue this conversation next week. There's so much to cover here. We ran out of time. But... good to have Pete here in Los Angeles. It is a packed week of guests and fun podcasts. So tune in next week, Pete and Sebastian Show.
The show has ended.
So,
what about you, Johnson? Have you ever heard of a guy in your life?
I don't know. I never heard of a guy still referring it to as a Johnson.
Bro.